And I'll start with Councilor Chase.
Sure, thank you, Your Worship.
Just a couple of quick comments and observations. First, I really appreciate the level of engagement we had from the public that came down today on such short notice, not only to explain and share their stories and their experiences, but also to listen to those of others and others' perspectives. The problems that we have in our community with regard to our downtown safety are very serious and are not going to be solved overnight, but we're committed. I'm committed as a councillor, and I know my colleagues around the table here are as well, to really addressing these issues and be proactive and step up to deal with this. The comments I made the other week there, 2 weeks ago, about stopping the blame game, I think that has started. It's time to take action. It's time to engage. And going forward, I think we're going to be able to make a bit of an impact here. So please be patient with us. Please continue to take care of each other. We are a community, and let's not forget that. We have to take care of each other. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll go around. Councilman.
Thank you. I would echo, it is encouraging to see so much community involvement in anything that we do at this level. These level meetings are always open, so everyone is always welcome to participate in this, and I think that it is important to have everyone engaged, because we are, at the end of the day, only 7 individuals at this table. We have our lived experiences. We are not the be-all and end-all in anything, and so having community engagement and community support is imperative. So with that being said, we all know that the systemic problems that are at the crux of these challenges that we are facing are beyond the purview of this council alone. But we as council can advocate, whether it's to our provincial partners, our federal partners, our community partners, and various stakeholders, to make sure that we are adequately and effectively caring for everyone in our society. And that some of the ramifications of these systemic inequities that we are seeing in our city are the violence being experienced by many members of our community. I want to hold space for the fear that people have and find ways to support and uplift our community. With that being said, I have 3 short-term and 3 long-term solutions that this council can consider for short-term items. The first one would be increased lighting in streets and alleyways and intersecting routes in our downtown core. We can look to increase access to community improvement plan funding to help businesses create crime prevention through environmental design infrastructure improvements. My third one, we sort of already did, is encouraging increased foot patrol. Some long-term goals that we can look to address at this council, as I said, is advocating to our provincial and federal government partners for targeted approaches to addressing poverty, mental health, and substance use disorder. These can be gained through programs such as basic income, supported targeting housing development, greater access to preventative health care and holistic treatment health care options, stronger tax regulations for corporations and high-income earners, for stronger competition laws to reduce price fixing and price gouging, and fully fund child welfare. We can also look at taking the lead of cities such as Houston in declaring a housing first strategy to target chronic homelessness in our community by the end of this term through our partnership with our community partners. And the last option for this consideration is creating strong, trusting relationships with our community partners so that the wealth of the resources, talents, and abilities that I believe we have in this community can be utilized in a targeted, thoughtful way to create a sustainable community for everyone who chooses to reside here. Violence is not the answer. We will not police our way out of this. It is easy to criticize and point blame. It is difficult to create consensus and compromise to create seamless solutions to protect everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
I guess I would just like to say to everyone recently who's personally experienced some bad situations or violence downtown, I'm sorry for you. That shouldn't happen. You should never feel unsafe in your own community. And that doesn't matter whether you live downtown or you're a business person or you're underhoused or unhoused. You you should feel safe. And so I do want to say that I'm sorry that this has brought us to today, but I'm glad it did in a way, because this is we've had one council meeting, and so we're still getting to know one another as a group. And I can assure you all, the 1,200 people that were online, as well as the full gallery that we had here today, that this group of people is a good group of people. You've put the right people in place. They're compassionate, they're caring, they're community-minded, and they're keen to get to work. So that's a good combination for helping to solve this. And you've done well, and we hope to do well by you. So thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Nutt.
First of all, my heart goes out to all the people affected by the violence, by drug use, and by mental illness. A coordinated effort is required by many factors within the city to ensure all of our safety and well-being. As council, we will champion and advocate for any viable solutions that help all of our residents. This is just one step towards a healthy and vibrant Kenora. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Koch.
Thanks. I think I just echo a lot of what my fellow councillors have said. I really want to reiterate that hatred and violence is not the way out of this. Shipping people away is not the way out of this. I'm feeling like our community is ready at individual levels, at business levels, to really all contribute to whatever the solution looks like. And I'm excited by that. And I just want to say to the small business owners in the downtown who are living in fear and considering shutting their doors, please don't. Please stay here, because we value you. Our whole community values you. And you're vital to the success of anything we try to do here. And we welcome your input when we get to a point that we can start making some steps forward together.
Councillor Burnie.
Yeah, it was a good conversation today. I'm glad that we're committed to moving forward with a community safety well-being coordinator. Redeveloping our community safety well-being plan, because really this is the blueprint for moving forward. And trusting the process, we'll have community consultations as part of this, which we've had in the past. We'll continue to have more meetings and really get points of view from various stakeholders, various individuals, but again, come to a consensus and decide on priority areas to move forward to make our community better. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Burnie. Just a couple of closing comments. First of all, I'd like to thank all of council and staff that put this meeting together. Didn't give you a whole lot of time. We gave you the 24 hours, that was it. So there was a lot of background work that went on. And thanks for everybody's opinion and dialogue today. I think it was very fruitful. I think we can begin to see, part of a plan that, or part of an overall plan that we're looking to achieve. And again, I think I'll echo, this takes time. This is not going to happen overnight. The issues didn't happen overnight, and the solutions will not happen overnight. And thank you to, I see there's three individuals back in the chamber again. So welcome back. And to all the people that attended today, again, time of the year, holidays, Christmas holidays, people took time out to come here and voice their opinion. All opinions were weighted equally. They've all been recorded. We're going to take all this information back with the information we've discussed today and continue to move forward in a positive way for the community. So thanks to everybody today.